From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. A visual image now for the radio. Picture a town along a creek in West Virginia. 1,400 people. At the eastern edge of town, a mountain rises. And this July, something new is happening. 50,000 people will arrive and head up that mountain for the National Boy Scout Jamboree. NPR's Noah Adams brings us this story as part of his Town Journal series about how small communities deal with change.
The town is called Mount Hope. I've also heard it called Mount Hopeless. It was quite a place long ago, a grand small town capital of coal mining. Now it's crumbling, struggling, but recently hopeful.
I am Michael Martin. I am the mayor of the city of Mount Hope.
Let's say there's a pot of gold on top of a nearby mountain. The Boy Scouts tell us they've already spent $300 million up there. They're building an adventure camp. It's called the Summit. It opens this summer with the big jamboree. So, how do you get some of the gold coins to roll down the mountain?
You can see that our main street has been milled and is ready for repaving.
It's the state of West Virginia that's paying for the new sidewalks, streetlights, the paving downtown. Michael Martin takes me to look at a burned-out building. Once a school, there's federal money to tear this down. Then we drive to a new industrial park. There's a small factory, a telemarketer, a juvenile detention center, and then on to the stadium that looks like a castle. It was built by local Italian stonecutters. But Friday night football is over for the Mount Hope Mustangs. The high school closed 2 years ago. If one of the new employees up at the scout camp might want a tour of the town, Michael Martin would happily make this drive again. The scouts will employ about 90 full-time, year-round staff.
I would like for some of those people to consider homes in Mount Hope to live and raise families.
There are some connections. The scouts are using Mount Hope water. The volunteer fire department has a new mini pumper truck bought by the scouts. And there's been talk of annexation. Mount Hope is 1.5 square miles. The Boy Scouts have 16 square miles, so who would be annexing whom? John Potter, who spent years trying to fix up a shuttered, falling down hotel, is quick to shake his head about that question.
A lot of people here, the council and the mayor, are just average John Doe's. The Scouts are a savvy organization with lawyers, well-educated people, and it would be easy for them to manipulate the city of Mount Hope to where we become Scoutsville or something like that.
Most people have more immediate concerns. When the scout camp opens, why would visitors come to downtown Mount Hope, even though it shares a border with the scouts' property? Look at the traffic pattern. To get up the mountain to the camp from any direction, just follow the signs and take the bypass. If you do turn off on Main Street, you'll find antique stores, but only one restaurant, no grocery store, no place to stay. The mayor told me I don't have a single bed to let in Mount Hope. The high school is closed. There's no middle school. The yellow buses take the kids to a bigger town 8 miles away. There is still Mount Hope Elementary. 254 students could be counted at Christmas time. The town tries hard to support this school. Jessica Zukowski helped raise money for a Santa Claus event. Everybody got a hat and a pair of gloves.
It was really a usable thing for each child because a lot of our kids they're not warm. They sit on Santa's lap and they ask for toothbrushes. They ask for blankets. They ask for pajamas. They ask for their siblings to get presents rather than them.
Jessica Zukowski is a Vista worker. She spends her days trying to help young families find a house to buy, families who want to stay in town or move to town. She says the scout camp is sort of a neighborhood selling point. A corner building on the main street. It's a new museum to honor the students and teachers of Mount Hope's fondly remembered black high school.
Dr. Janice was valedictorian of 1956.
This afternoon, some of the graduates are looking at pictures in a 1955 school paper.
But look at this. There's Patsy Fleming. Yeah. There's Leon Jordan. That's Claude Robinson.
There. Claude.
We dated. Now I forget his name.
Jean Evansmore had been collecting mementos from her old school, thinking about a small museum. Late last summer, she saw a for sale sign.
I called my daughter. My oldest daughter, Tanya, lives in New Jersey. I said, this building's for sale. I said, I think something's going to happen in Mount Hope, because she was aware of the Boy Scouts also. I've sent her information. Maybe not in my lifetime, but certainly within yours. And so what do you think of this? Ma, go for it.
Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord.
Elizabeth Stone is the lay pastor of the Mount Hope Presbyterian Church. There are 8 people here this Sunday morning. More will come when other members get back from wintering in Florida. After the service, Fran Birdsong comes up to talk. At 70, she's the youngest in today's congregation.
We hope that maybe with the scouts coming in that we'll get some younger people. And this church was a huge church when I was a child. We would come in on special Sundays like Easter, and there was not a place to sit. It was full, including the balcony.
This West Virginia town went through the long downward slump from the boom days of deep mine coal. Now the local economy is led by the Boy Scouts, and they'll spend millions more to complete their adventure camp. If you live in Mount Hope, you'll keep looking up at that mountain, wondering about this change that's coming. Noah Adams, NPR News.
If you know of a small community dealing with new issues and think it might make a good story for this series, please tell us about it at npr.org. Click on Contact Us, and in your subject line, write Town Journal.